Secretary of State Alexei Janulis is with us. This story broke today. It's about an investigation into license plate data that was shared with police because Texas police were seeking a woman who had a self-administered abortion. Thanks for joining us, Secretary. This revolves around the Mount Prospect Police Department, correct?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. It's great to be back on. And more broadly than Mount Prospect, we have laws on the books that makes it illegal for law enforcement to use these automatic license plate reading cameras for purposes that aren't what they're supposed to be. So whether it's immigration, whether it's abortion, these law enforcement agencies have managed to find a way to circumvent the law and collect Illinois license plate data. So to me, this is about personal data and privacy issues and what automatic license plate readers are supposed to be used for.
Mr. Secretary, it's about your promise too, right? I mean, when this bill was before the legislature, people were concerned about privacy, and you were among those, because you believed in it, assuring us that this wouldn't happen.
That's correct. And let me step back. Automatic license plate readers are useful when it comes to apprehending suspects in violent crimes or recovering stolen vehicles in carjackings. We are fully supportive of law enforcement. We are a partner with them. We have a task force that focuses on carjacking and motor vehicle thefts. But to me, this is more broadly about personal privacy and data and having access to this information. And we have a crucial duty as elected officials to do all we possibly can to protect the privacy and personal data of every single American. It's a slippery slope. That's why this legislation is important. That's why this press conference that we did today was so important.
Because if you don't, then it's being used for surveillance control. And that's exactly what the state of Texas was trying to do, right?
Correct. And again, there is a place, and automatic license plate readers do provide valuable service to law enforcement, but to track people who are crossing state lines to get a legal medical procedure or to track down immigrants is offensive, and it's illegal here in Illinois, and that's why we're cracking down.
Secretary, can you explain for us who the bad actor is in this? Because it's kind of hard to understand. Mount Prospect is mentioned, but it's the company that runs the cameras who's got the data, or is it the Texas law enforcement? Where did this go wrong?
Great question. And essentially, the Mount Prospect. I'm a nice guy. You guys know me. I err on the side of thinking people don't do things maliciously. Maybe I'm naive. Whether it was a mistake or whether it was abetting this activity, Mount Prospect. Should have, when the request was made for this information due to quote-unquote for abortion reasons, Mount Prospect should not have complied with that. So this is less about Mount Prospect. This is more broadly about law enforcement using these automatic license plate readers to track down information.
I understand that, but in this specific case, it was Mount Prospect police who did what they should not have done according to the law.
Correct. They should not have complied with this request, which should not have been made in the first place. Not to get too nuanced, but yes. And I am proud of the fact that because of our work, because of us staying on top of this, we turned off access to 46 agencies that were utilizing our ALPRs, our automatic license plate readers, for non-permissible reasons. We worked with the largest provider of automatic license plate readers data to implement a preventative search term tool that is live today that will prevent this from happening again. We're working on customer training and communications with the providers, and we're going to audit local law enforcement to ensure compliance with the law. And I'm proud of the fact that we are the first state in America to pass this legislation.
Are those 46 agencies you referenced Illinois police departments?
Those are outside agencies.
Outside of the state?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this. Steve always pokes fun at me because I feel like we've lost all of our privacy. And I would just hate to think that any police department in America could tap in and say, I want to see where she's driving. Oh, she's on 88 West right now. I mean, to me, that's frightening.
It's frightening to me, too. And like I said, I'm not an alarmist. There's a reason to have this, but it's a slippery slope when a law enforcement agency or a governmental agency is looking for where people are driving, where they are on the roads to achieve a political purpose is horrifying. It's unconstitutional. It goes against, the freedoms that we like to enjoy. So to me, this is about protecting privacy, protecting personal data. And as elected officials, it's our job to do so. This is not about Democrat, Republican. This is about protecting people's privacy and their personal data.
So if you've cut off 46 other outside of Illinois agencies, does that mean that the inappropriate use has happened at least 46 other times?
That means that agencies have, that law enforcement agencies, 46 of them, to this specific vendor have asked for information from automatic license plate reader for automatic license plate readers for reasons that were non-permissible.
And it's being reported by some local media outlets that in Mount Prospect, that access has happened over 200 times between April and now, many times for immigration. I guess they were trying to track down immigrants. Is that valid?
Yes. And that's the other piece of this that, you know, is scary. That's not what automatic license plate readers are used for. They have they have value when it comes to law enforcement. It is a critical tool when we're talking about stolen vehicles and carjackings and tragic incidents of kidnapping. It is a useful tool, but it was never ever meant to track to use for immigration purposes, for abortion purposes, or whatever a certain agency feels like, you know, quote unquote, tracking down someone for.
For some reason, I'm having a hard time understanding this. So you're saying a couple hundred times Mount Prospect shared inappropriate data?
Well, they were requested, inappropriate data was requested of the Mount Prospect.
Okay. How many times did they share it?
That's what we're trying to audit and figure out.
Does the law have any sort of, I don't know how you would punish someone who didn't obey this law. I mean, is there any sort of punishment in this law?
Yeah, so we're working with, great question. We're working with the Attorney General's office, looking at enforcement. And again, my biggest concern is going forward, making sure that these automatic license plate readers are only used for the reasons that they're supposed to be. And that's our focus. That's why we're engaging in these audits. That's what we're going to continue to do in our role as the people who, quite frankly, passed this bill. Look, at the end of the day, we cannot allow outside entities to go after the personal data of law-abiding citizens so that they can identify, target, and punish people who may disagree with the policies of another jurisdiction or state. These efforts represent more than an invasion of privacy. They're essentially weaponizing this technology against our most vulnerable citizens, including those seeking abortion care and immigrants who are protected, by the way, under Illinois law.
Thank you so much for joining us. How's the knee?
The knee is getting better. I'm at about 70%. I appreciate you asking. I'm working hard.
Good. And happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. That means the world to me.
Thank you, Secretary.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.